1305 UTC, 1405 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Lasamba. First, the headlines. The new batch of trainees of the Rapid Intervention Battalion B is ready to face security challenges with courage and determination after completing a refresher course on aptitude and security in Marwa in the far north region. Medics urge women to use artificial nails and eyelashes medically tested to avoid being exposed to all kinds of health risk. Those are the headlines, and now the news in greater details. Nearly 600 trainees that have undergone a refresher course in the Rapid Intervention Battalion B camp in Salak Marwa, focusing on aptitude and security to address Cameroon's threats, including Boko Haram atrocities, have graduated. This was in a ceremony chaired by Major General Philippe Mbaye, commander of defense schools and training centers, who urge graduates to apply their skills to ensure people's safety and protect their properties. Henry Tato, it can be reports from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
The fourth session of the refresher courses that saw close to 600 trainees taking part focused on aptitude and security. With Cameroon facing multifaceted threats, including the atrocities of the Boko Haram sect, these soldiers are now expected to efficiently carry out operational missions in the field with honor and loyalty. For close to 4 months, the trainees expanded their knowledge and acquired skills on how to lead a platoon, that is, a small group of about 10 or 12 soldiers. Major General Philippe Mbaye, commander of defense schools and training centers, who presided over the ceremony, urged the graduates to apply their skills in line with their mission of ensuring the safety of people and their properties. Marwa, Henry Tatoikambi, CLTV.
Medical experts in the center region have cautioned women to buy eyelashes and artificial nails that have been medically tested and proven to be convenient before usage. This recommendation is being made at a time when a huge proportion of young girls and women wear artificial nails and eyelashes without decent control. Lekete Gertrude Asungazi of CRTB Center reports.
Most younger girls and fewer elderly women in the central region have disclosed that using artificial nails and eyelashes adds beauty to their dressing.
I love wearing artificial eyelashes and nails.
But can women with artificial nails conveniently carry out their household chores?
I don't like putting artificial nails or eyelashes because sometimes like that you see somebody who put eyelashes at the head of the time the person is having a eye problem. And also nails. You are not really to work in their house to do your activities normal as you are a normal nail. So all those things called artificial is really artificial. It's not advisable for women to be putting nails and eyelashes. It's not advisable. But some of us today, we have taken it as a habit to put nails and eyelashes.
Sometimes it really inconveniences me to go about my daily activities.
A medical expert in the central region, Dr. Aminazong Willibrod, has advised that women use eyelashes and artificial nails that are medically tested and certified.
On the nails, very little gets absorbed into your body. If you use the good ones that have been fully tested, you are least likely to have any health complications from those. But it's a little different when it comes to eyelashes. Eyelashes simply are more complicated because we are exposed to our eyes that are very fragile and have a lot of mucous membrane to easily absorb liquids. And a lot of the eyelashes require the use of some sort of adherence, and which a lot of those are not good for the system. Again, if you get the ones that have been fully tested and approved for usage by most of the big companies that deal with beauty products, you are least likely to have any major health effects, unless you have the products getting into your eyes and having making contact. That is where you can have some health challenges.
Eyelashes and artificial nails are said to add beauty to the woman, but care must be taken on how they are worn. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
The fourth scientific and research days at the Douala Referral Hospital shall be held on the theme Hospital Infections, Challenges and Prospects in 2024. The activity to take place from today, November 8th to 9th, would enable medical experts to brainstorm on strategies to fight certain pathologies. This information was revealed to the press by organizers of the event. Madon Kwele Bisati reports.
The two-day scientific and research days would be an opportunity for healthcare practitioners and medical sanitary engineers of the Douala Referral Hospital to discuss on infectious diseases in hospitals, a topic that holds great interest in the entire medical sphere. Professor Anastas Judy is the head of the scientific committee.
It is important for all clinicians to understand the link between research and the clinic. Most of the time when a patient goes to the hospital, maybe because of headache, the idea behind for the patient is just to cure, and the doctor may prescribe paracetamol. But what people may not understand is that the rationale of prescribing this paracetamol is that research has been conducted and demonstrated that when you prescribe paracetamol to someone, then it can actually calm the headache.
According to the president of the organizing committee, Professor Charlotte Chenteng-Gefak, several scientific research themes will characterize this edition, and it was important to prepare participants ahead of time. A move aimed at making them understand strategies needed to fight certain pathologies.
We have realized that intrahospital hospital is the first cause of morbidity, that means prolonged stay in the hospital, and mortality, especially in the reanimation unit, is something that we can prevent up to 70% if we take all the measures.
This important event, free of charge, is intended for the national and international medical as well as paramedical corps. Hence, it is imperative for all actors to seize this opportunity. Madon Kwele Bizati, RTV News, Douala.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Supporters of the CPDM in the Nyong and Kele West Masondo have commended their party chair Paul Biya for his relentless efforts in maintaining peace, unity, and living together as well as democracy in the country. This was re-echoed by various speakers during celebrations marking the 42nd anniversary of his accession in the presidency, led by the representative of the head of divisional permanent delegation, Honorable Nkodo Nkwang. Gislaine Kwa of CRTV Center tells us more.
Drawn from the 14 subsections that make up the Nyong and Kele West, the supporters used the anniversary celebration as platform to renew their unflinching loyalty to President Paul Biya, who has been able to remain outstanding despite challenges. Marcela Ngowe Ngowe is president of the section.
President Paul Biya is a God gift for this country because he's a very wise man and he's driving Cameroon in a peaceful way. Despite despite all the difficulties. So we are asking him, because of his charisma, to present again at the next poll. And we promise that Ms. Sondo will elect strongly the President of the Republic.
The celebration, marked by a motion of support to the President, was an opportunity for the representative of the Divisional Permanent Delegation, Parfait Ngodokwang, to urge militants to massively vote for their party leader in the next coming elections in order to ensure the development of their locality. Ghislaine Kua, CRTV Center.
In Bashio, in the Benue Northwest One, supporters celebrated President Paul Biya's accession to the Supreme Magistracy on November 6 with a promise to give their natural candidate a 100% victory in upcoming elections. More on that story with Julius Neba.
Celebrating in an atmosphere of fanfare and camaraderie, the CPDM supporters in unison reiterated their confidence in their party chair, President Paul Biya, through a motion of support given the numerous achievements of the New Deal in the North Region and Bashio Municipality in particular, as we hear from Senator Dijatu Umaru.
42 years of peace, social cohesion and stability has to be celebrated with panache.
Buttressing the point, the Member of Parliament seized the opportunity to deliver birth certificates to some needy children of the locality. Herman Sally is the section president. The senator offered more than 150 birth certificates to our children, and whoever offers a birth certificate to a child is offering him or her citizenship. With 2025 in the horizon, the CPDM supporters in Benue Northwest One say they are ready and just waiting for the D-Day to see their champion to a landslide victory. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Bashio.
And journalism students of the Department of Journalism and Mass Communication of the University of Boye have been encouraged not to ever relent in their efforts to combat misinformation and disinformation whenever they become practicing professionals. The call was made by experts in fact-checking during a masterclass workshop organized by a non-governmental organization dubbed Cameroon Check at the University of Boya. The initiative is meant to fight the spread of fake news in the country. Details of that story with Nora Aku.
The two-day training workshop seeks to enhance students' capacity to better understand that information must be fact-checked for accuracy and coherence. Ngufak Tangwa is a fact-checker with Cameroon Check and project coordinator of the 2 days masterclass fact-checking session.
It's important that we address issues from the base. Fact-checking is not incorporated in the curriculum of journalism training across the country. We need to train as much people as we can because now our tools are in the hands of the masses. Social media has become people's gods. If we start from the basis, we can be able to easily combat misinformation and disinformation.
The head of Department of Journalism and Mass Communication in the University of Boya, Dr. Ningia Lizzie, stressed the need for truthful and accurate information in the society.
This fact-checking workshop is to enhance our students' capacity on understanding what to do when you have information.
According to some participants, the fact-checking masterclass training has equipped them with tools to verify information before dissemination.
I have become acquainted with the tools for fact-checking. I have equally been able to dig into why it is crucial for us at this moment to take fact-checking serious.
Students were awarded certificates after the 2 days training and are expected to use media platforms accurately and advocate for what is right. Nora Akokebi, CRTV News, Boya.
This report by Nora Ako brings us to the end of this edition of the Regional News, in which you heard that the new batch of trainees of the Rapid Intervention Battalion B is ready to face security challenges across the country with courage and determination after completing a refresher course on aptitude and security in Marwa in the Far North region. And medics urge women to use artificial nails and eyelashes medically tested to avoid being exposed to all kinds of health risk. This Friday's edition of the Regional News was produced by Oscar Patrick Afan. I've been Bertrand Osumba Nyaoundé, thanking you for listening.